everybody, it's the Ranchman here on the ATS Podcast Network. Yeah, I'm back again. I know you guys are getting sick of my voice, but that's really not my problem. That's really not one of my concerns for the day. No, all my concerns are making podcasts and finally getting my liver put back into my body. But that's another story. Yeah, so the news has been going a bit crazy lately. Like that one guy who's supposedly an ancient Macedonian traveler who uses his magical powers to travel through time with three magical watches. At his will, apparently. Now, I'm not even going to go into that because that's too stupid. But I have now scheduled a weekly podcast. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, a weekly podcast from me, yours truly, Ranchy. Yes, Ranchy is making a podcast. It is my News of the Weird podcast. Now, every week I am going to post, however long I feel, a podcast about just weird news the week of that week. So, here we go. Oh, by the way, I gotta get some legal information out of the way first. I am using the website News of the Weird, www.newsoftheweird.com/archive/index.html. News of the Weird is copyright 1991 to 2001 by Chuck Shepard. All rights are reserved. Now that we got that out of the way, let's get some weird news going. Yeah. Okay, here's our lead story for today. Alan Heckard filed a lawsuit in Hillsboro, Oregon in June against Michael Jordan and Nike founder Phil Knight for $416 million each. Yeah, $416 million each. Charging that they are responsible for pain and suffering and his defamation, in that nearly every day for 15 years people have mistaken him for Jordan. Heckard admits to being a pretty good basketball player, though 6 inches shorter than Jordan, to wearing Air Jordans, and in fact, curiously told KGWTV that, in all, being recognized as Jordan was a positive thing. He said he arrived at the 416 figure for multiplying his age 7 times, although he appears to be in his 30s, not 50s. Needless to say, Heckard filed the lawsuit without the benefit of a lawyer, which is why he needs the $416 million. Isn't it a good thing to be mistaken as Michael Jordan? And just because you wear shoes doesn't mean you should sue the CEO, stupid. I mean, come on. That's just pointless. I mean, why? Why even do that? I mean, wow. Okay, well, here's this. The Washington Times reported in June that a retired New York City police officer had nonchalantly passed through the main security checkpoint at a Department of Homeland Security headquarters by showing an ID card, which turned out to be a long obsolete Mexican consulate card. What the hell? So, he was part of the Mexican consulate, which is now, well, that card is now totally obsolete, and he was able to get into Homeland Security headquarters? I might as well show my driver's license, for crap's sake. Well, here's my driver's permit. Can I get in? Sure, go ahead. Here's the passcode for all the files, and, yeah, just run amok. Go ahead. Yeah. I might as well just drive up to Area 51 and, like, draw a piece of paper that says to let me in. And they might as well let me in. These are some stupid people. Here's something gross. In April, a dead decaying cow got caught on a tree branch as it flowed down a dam near West Milford, West Virginia, and remained there for several weeks, according to an Associated Press report, grossing out neighbors, while 5 government jurisdictions declined repeated requests to move it. It was outside Milford city limits. The State Department of Natural Resources handled only wild animals. The Statement of Environmental Protection found no ecological danger. The State of Agricultural Department only called it a local issue. And the Regional Water Board also declined. Reason was not shown. Finally, on May 13th, workers from the State Division of highways, along with local volunteer firefighters, removed it. That's just disgusting. Ew. Yeah, now hear this. If you thought that last one was gross, hear this. Conservative legislators in Ottawa, Canada, as has happened in a similar case, became enraged in June after learning that a Canada Council for the Arts had given $900 Canadian to performance artist Jesse Dobkin to stage Lactation Station, a bar serving human breast milk from six contributors in a setting similar to a wine tasting. And guess what? It was real breast milk. That's just the most disgusting thing I ever heard. Oh my lord. Okay, well, here's some, a section called Major Multitasking Drivers. Here's the first one. Sorry for the noise, I'm just moving my headset around. Lance Cox's, age 30, was cited by police for causing a $5,000 accident in Seminole, Florida, in May, according to a sheriff's deputy. Cosker says he was distracted in making a left turn because he was eating a bowl of Frosted Flakes. Hey, Lance, have breakfast at home before you get out to drive. Really, there should be some people that shouldn't be on the road. Alright. There's a word in here that a lot of people don't like in this story, so it has been replaced by white noise. I don't want to get in trouble from the ATS board for saying words that people don't like, even though I would put the explicit mark on, but that's why this doesn't have it, because I bleeped it, so technically it wasn't there. Alright, let me read the story for you. According to a lawsuit filed in June in Minneapolis, the reason Minnesota Timberwolves basketball player Eddie Griffin drove his SUV into a plaintiff's parked car was that, at the time, he was watching pornographic videos and... That's just gross. I didn't even want to read that, but I had to. Well, that is it for me and my weekly News of the Weird podcast, brought to you by The Ranchman and www.newsoftheweird.com. Good night, everybody. This has been Ranchman on the BTS Podcast Network.